you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Radio BAM Series 28 Faction. I'm here with Chad Eigensburg of CKY, Zach Hartwell, Red Mohawk Jeff, Shit Goose, Joe Franz, and the Hot Dog Strutting Floozy. Now, first of all, I just heard a story from Zach over here, who is at The Note, which is a bar in Westchester, and there is a crazed fan in there. Would you tell me about this? Because all I saw was a photo that you gave me.
Yeah, I was standing at the front of the bar at The Note, and this girl comes in riding rollerblades.
And is she a crazed fan?
Super crazy. Yeah.
How old was she?
Maybe 30.
And she came into the bar with what?
A notebook full of poems and lyrics that she wanted to give to you.
And she was on rollerblades.
On rollerblades.
What the fuck? And then she insisted that she's not leaving until I get there to read the poems.
Oh, she said she was going to commit suicide if you didn't come down there and check out her book.
Now, did you read any of these?
Oh, yeah. Please recite. I actually took a picture of the back of the book.
Read the back of the book.
The back of the book.
How long was she in there for till she had to get thrown out?
Well, she was in there for a while, and we were just entertaining it because it was funny, but then Don had enough and told security to grab her, and she kept evading.
Wasn't she like a pro rollerblader hauling fucking ass?
Dude, she was...
You couldn't even catch her, I heard.
No, they couldn't catch her.
Not roller skates?
No, roller blades.
Wow.
Like inline wheels, and she was doing jumps and pirouettes and dodging security. It was funny. Oh, it was so really bad. Funny. But yeah, the back of the book said, it was like lyrics for BAM, please read, I love you so much.
Wait a minute. So how did you talk her out of it? What I want to know is, how did you talk her out of committing suicide? I don't get it.
We didn't. We finally got her outside the bar.
So she could be dead?
She could be, but she said she was just going back to Ruby Tuesdays. She took off down the street.
She was hauling ass on her rollerblades going to Ruby Tuesdays?
Hauling ass. Hauling ass.
Like, why do all my fucking fans have to be nuts? All have to be fucking crazy. I had one girl
show up.
She showed up to an autograph signing just to give me $2,000 because she really wanted to deliver it to me. I'm like, I can't accept your money. Like, I cannot do it. Like, and other ones, like, you know, they always say, if you don't write me back, I'm going to start cutting myself and stuff. Now I have a fucking lady showing up on fucking rollerblades demanding that I read and take her poems.
And she took a 4-lane highway to get there.
What was the $2,000 for? So let me just get this straight. Somebody wanted to show you. Somebody came to one of your signings to give you $2,000. For what?
That's the thing. I don't know. Like, she felt the need. This one girl, the same one, she'll send me on my birthday a BAM Element skateboard, and it'll still have the price tag on of what skate shop she bought it from. Like, doesn't she know that I ride for Element, therefore I get a bunch of them for free?
Well, dude, you and Chad get Christmas cards every year with $50 in them from that one chick.
Yeah,
She gives me 100 to 200.
Jesus.
Yeah. She gives you 100?
Yeah, and then she gives you 50, and Shitbird 50, and maybe Jess 50.
How can I get in on that?
I know, I'm giving her my address.
Didn't she want to give you like 10 grand to skate the skate park?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just, I don't know when I'm going to be home. I don't know. It's just hard for me to, I don't know. Plus, I can't accept 10 grand to skate at the park.
She is really nice.
Novak heard about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And took her upon the offer, so he's like, yeah, we're going to skate the barn. She's giving me $3,000. I'm like, you didn't even fucking ask me, dude.
She is nice, though. I've met her a few times, but just different, though.
She sounds nice to me. She's giving away free cash. She's on my nice list. I'm like, what's... You know, they're all crazy, though, Bam. I mean, chicks are all crazy.
Speaking of chicks crazy, what's this deal with... there's a new Franz story.
Why do I even come over here?
First of all, let's sum up the last story. You had a crazed girlfriend that was banging on your door, and she knew that you were in there because your light was on, and you were editing, and you didn't feel like answering the door because you were busy. And you get really mad when people just happen to show up without calling or you inviting them over. So now she's knocking on the door. Then she's ringing the doorbell, shouting up to the room, saying that you're up there with another girl, you son of a bitch, I'm going to kick her ass and yours. Then she's like... then she goes... Then she says, oh, my God, did you fall and get hurt? Are you all right up there? Franz, I know you're up there. And then eventually it led to her calling a fucking ambulance because she thought you fell down the stairs and knocked yourself out.
She basically had a fit of manic depression with her communicating with herself on the text. Like, you know, the psychology of the stalker is they text you or they call you, and then they imagine your response, and then they respond to their imagined response, and the thing spirals out of control. What can I say? We've told the story before. It's actually... I get more fan and hate mail from telling that one story than anything else I've ever done, which is pathetic.
So now you have a $700 ambulance bill that you didn't even sign the fuck up for.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you pay it?
No.
Can you argue that? If somebody, what if I call an ambulance on G and he didn't want one?
That's bullshit.
No,
he has to pay for it, yeah. And not only that, she reported me missing.
Let's just start calling ambulances on people that we hate.
Now, is that going to affect your credit? Will that mess your credit up?
No, they understood. It happens all the time, actually. What I didn't know is, when I called the ambulance company, they were like, all right, we're gonna write this one off. This happens all the time. Let's forget about it. But unbelievable. Okay. Yeah, she actually called the ambulance on me because that was her last resort, was to stand outside my house and watch the ambulance come and pound on the door with the police to try and break in to get me. And all I wanted to do was work. I was working.
Did she think that you were up there with another chick or something?
Is
that what her goal was? Maybe if I call an ambulance, they'll pound your door down because in her mind, I can't do it.
She came over with a case of beer. And she just wanted to have a nice romantic time with Franz. Can't blame her.
Well, a case of beer is always the way to Franz's heart.
But I was working. I was editing, and I was in the mode. I was, doing a music video, and, I can't just stop what I'm doing because people just come over. Sorry. Unbelievable.
Who gets romantic with beer?
Franz.
I can tell you some stories.
I mean, if you want to call his version of it romantic. But
you are one sick fuck.
Dude, you showed me the nastiest porn I've ever seen in my life, and you told me it was the greatest thing you'd ever seen. I had to watch it
now. Wait a minute, you showed me the nun porn. Never mind.
It was Brazilian tranny shit.
Wait a minute.
Porn.
No. Great. No, Novak always busts on me because he caught me scrolling through a porn that had a chick in a coffin in it, dead, and some dude was banging her out in it, and he's like, you sick motherfucker. Franz is the one who gave it to me.
I've given you worse than that. So anyway, so I was dating. So there's a reason I haven't had sex with anyone in 6 months, and I've never been happier. 6 months. Going on 6 months.
You've never been happier?
I've never been happier. It's great. I got all these psychos out of my life.
Are you turning into a priest?
I would do it if I could make enough money doing it. Anyway, here's what happened. I was seeing this girl. It was great. It was awesome. She was perfect. I mean, everything about her. We had a good time together and everything.
The farm girl?
One day I woke up. No, not the farm girl. Then one day I woke up, and I was getting ready for work. I was shooting a new show in Philly, and lo and behold, there's a bunch of text messages from her. And it's, hey, I'm coming over. Make sure you're still up. Then it's, I'm here. Open the door, you fucking asshole. Fuck you, you motherfucker. You better open the door. Open this motherfucking door now, you fucking asshole. I fucking hate
but
you, dumb son of a bitch.
Didn't it start to become really mean, then really nice?
No, this is a new one.
Oh.
This is a brand new story.
Well, the one before was texting you, you fucking motherfucker. I know you're up there with another girl. Franz, I'm sorry. Just please call me. Please answer my text. Fuck you for not gonna answer my fucking text, you fucking piece of shit. I'm sorry about that last text. Would you please just call me back? I love you and I miss you, Franz. Franz, you motherfucking asshole.
No.
She's like arguing with herself.
That was the manic depressive one. This one was just manic. Dude, she came. Okay, so I wake up with all these texts getting angrier and angrier outside my door, right? And then the last text is, fuck you, motherfucker. That was me. Yeah, that was me. And I'm like,
who did what?
I'm like, what was you? So I go downstairs and there's beer bottles smashed on my front door with attempt to break the glass, but there's the bars you know, there's a bar before the glass, so she was trying to break the glass with
your
a beer
house
bottle.
Is like Fort Knox.
Yeah, it is like Fort Knox. Because I got these stalker chicks. So I sent her an email, very legal-like. I'm like, I've taken pictures of the vandalism of my house. Never come over to my house again. I never want to speak to you again. If there's any further vandalism done to my truck or my house, I will consider it was you, and I'm going to take you to court. Never contact me again. Right? After someone says never contact me again, you don't contact them again. She was back over the fucking house in 5 minutes, beer in hand, drinking. Now she's pounding at the door. You get it? I fucking know you're in there. I know you're in there. She's kicking at the door. She kicks in the glass. She kicks through the bars. My house is Fort Knox. I couldn't believe how fast this girl, like, without any crowbars or anything, started to break in. I didn't know what to do. So I called. So finally I tried, you know, I have the three doors in my house. There's three different doors.
Side.
So as she's in the front, I try and sneak out the side, and she comes out, she sees me, she goes, "Hey, you! You! Get back here!" So I run back in the house, and she starts pounding on the door. She's like, "Okay, you better come out. I can hear you in there." It's like, you can hear me in there. You just saw me. Of course you just. I can hear you breathing. I can. So then she finds this scrap metal on the ground in South Philly, and she starts jamming it into my lock. Picks the lock. Now she's into the front door where she's already busted the glass. I'm like, this can only end one way. I gotta call the cops. So I call the cop. The police come. They skid out on a sidewalk. They pull over. They fishtail. They jump out. As soon as they come out, I come out. I'm like, "Hey guys." They're like, "Did you call us?" You know, it was like some beefy Henry Rollins type of cop. You know, some like, you know, gung ho guy. And then there was some old black dude. "I don't give a fuck. I'm just doing it for my paycheck." Cop. You know what I mean? So the Henry Rollins dude is like, "You. Did you call us?" I'm like, yeah, I called you. "What's going on here?" I'm like, like I told the dispatcher, she's trying to break in. She goes, "I'm his girlfriend." I'm like, they're like, "What's really going on here?" So I'm like, "Well, you came here. You saw her trying to break in." Like I said, and she suddenly, just like that, snaps. And what comes out of her mouth is, "Stop him before he ruins another 20 girls' lives! Stop him! Arrest him!" Now all my fucking neighbors are coming out of their house, and I'm like, "What just happened?" So now there's a crowd, and she attacked. This, can't you take a fingerprint on there? They're gonna believe this. Like, "You're acting too fucking calm. You're acting way too fucking calm. I've never seen anyone act this calm." I'm like, "Would you have me panic?"
Yeah, like if you were freaking out, they'd be like, "No, calm down and relax." Yeah.
So finally, as it all ends up, then the old black dude came back. He's like, "Look, man, she's gonna be back. She's all tuned up. What do you want to do?" I suggest file charges. I said, "She's a single mom. I don't want to go to jail. Just take her away and tell her not to come back or never contact me again." To this day, I'm getting crying phone calls in the middle of the night. Texas.
Where do you find these chicks?
She drops shit through my mail slot.
You need to, you know what? You need to drive away from South Philly and find a girl in the suburbs.
Dude, I understand you not having sex for months because your taste in women is just psychotic ones. Like, you don't need to stop having sex. You need to change your taste in women.
You should put surveillance outside your house.
I have it.
Dude, Franz will have a girl bend over and he'll just smell her ass for 30 minutes before he even starts doing anything. That's what you do.
What about the video of him just rubbing his dick on her face? Not in the mouth or anything, just rubbing it on her face.
Well, just slapping it on her face for 30 minutes.
Well, come on.
See, now he goes, "Well, come on."
I saw that.
Can't fight the truth.
And right before that, we were talking about something else, which was...
all right, I'm going to cut to a song. This is a band called White Lies. And...
Let's just see if your CD player still works.
Let's find out here.
After you had a sword fight in the radio room.
What?
It's not my fault.
Him and Novak and Lotus were out here having sword fights in here and destroyed every microphone and piece of equipment at one point. It was funny at the time, but I wasn't here.
Well, I would have Novak pay for it, but he's in jail.
When does he get out again?
He gets out December 30th.
If he's good.
If he's good.
What year?
this year. And is
but isn't there something
no.
pending?
No, I don't know.
He gets out in time for New Year when he can go right back to jail for partying too hard. I'm out of jail. It's New Year. Woohoo! Yeah. He's going right back into the slammer. Anyway,
I don't want to turn up. All right, here we go. This is White Lies Radio Band Series 28 Facts. Does it look like I give a fuck?
Holy Lord, I got a boner.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up, Faction.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. That was White Lies. And I am here now with Zach, who's a car salesman.
He used to be a bouncer at the Note.
Yeah. But now he's a car salesman.
Oh, yeah, I used to sell cars.
He's
used cars.
Yeah. He's probably one of the ones that...
All of them. We sell it all.
So basically, Zach here decided that he needs to make a documentary about all the bullshit that happens at the car dealership. Should we?
Yeah. Hey, Zach, you should be... Jack, trade seats with G. All right, here we go. I'm sorry to interrupt. Sorry, Radioland. We're filming a show, and we're actually filming the show live, so we're actually doing a quick
interview. Hey. This is one of Zach's cars.
So Zach, you've been doing the car dealership.
How much for
stuff,
that one?
For how many years now? You've been doing the car dealership stuff.
About 6 years.
Why?
Why? How'd because he makes a shitload of money by ripping people off. Yeah. And now he's doing a documentary about it show.
I started the company that we own about 4.5 years ago. And car dealerships pay us a lot of money to move their cars for them. So we go out on the road and we go to dealerships. And remember the Jeremy Piven movie?
Yeah.
The Goods?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly the company that I own.
So by moving cars, you mean ripping people off.
Okay. Franz, he has these big blowout sales at dealerships with like balloons and shit and everything. And it says big blowout sale. But that's just to get people in there so they could have a big, massive rip people off sale.
I saw a documentary by John Landis about that thing.
Really?
Did you know what that is?
No.
It's called Used Cars with Kurt Russell.
No. That's from the 70s. You're too old.
Way to show
you're as old as I am.
Well, I'll tell you what the movie is, but it is a fucking real movie about those dudes.
I saw one called The Slasher.
That's it, Slasher.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like way different than what I do.
Wait a minute, let's back
so
up.
So you
here.
Go what in the, when they can't sell.
You bring you set up the vibe. Okay, you have a clown out there with balloons.
Okay, no.
You have the flags.
Inflatable monkey.
This is you like get a, people this in. Is, this How is do you get very, people
And you do this all across America, right?
Yeah, this is a white collar crime.
Reno, Nevada, Tennessee.
It's not like Slasher. It's a white collar crime.
Okay, you get people in half.
We have we sent all of our guys to a school. It's a $15,000 school. It's a finance school. So our guys know finance inside and out better than 90% of the finance guys that work in the dealership. We send out a direct mail piece that says scratch it off, you've won something, or come try your key, you've won something, to generate people down to the car lot. When I show up to the car lot, I get their inventory, I see what they own their cars for and what they're selling them for, and I add $7,000 to it.
Okay. But how do you do that?
I just do it because it's numbers. You just add $7,000 to it.
But how do they not see that?
They don't, because the person never knew what the dealership owned it for to begin with.
True.
So these people come in, and my salesmen are very good at turning gift getters into car buyers.
You take over other people's lots. You walk onto someone else's lot. You say, hey, I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to move X amount of number of cars.
Yes.
You mark up all the cars,
yes.
And you lure people in.
Yes.
Okay, so you are going to do, sell these cars at the price that these guys couldn't sell it at. How do you do it?
Well, you're selling it for more than they couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Well, it's really up to what the banks will allow. It's a lot goes into it. If you have good credit, you know, what the banks will loan on a certain vehicle versus what your credit is. If you just happen to be somebody that has good credit and you're on a piece where, you know, the bank is going to loan a lot of money to you, we're going to sell it to you for a lot of money.
So when do they actually figure out how ripped off they got?
Oh, after they make a couple payments.
And you've actually had people come in, punch you in the face.
Oh,
they
yeah.
come in with German shepherds and bite you in the ass.
Literally drive their car through the window of the dealership. We had an old lady. You don't understand how good my salesmen are. I had a guy convince this guy he couldn't get a loan because his credit was so fucked up. But he had been given a house in a will.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a free and clear house. Any bank will give you a mortgage for, you know, $25,000 on a house that's worth $200,000 because they get the house if you fuck up. So we convinced this guy to remortgage his house, and he got the money from the bank, and he bought our car.
Now, did he come back furious?
I'm sure he defaulted and the car got repoed and his credit is even more fucked up.
But sometimes, yeah, you're gone by that point.
I'm gone. I'm there for 6 days. The way it works is we have to make them $100,000 in profit before we get paid. But once the sale's over, we're gone. We're on to the next city.
So tell me about this old lady.
Which one? The one that I
Which one?
The one that...
There was a lady in Texas. I think this lady you're talking about came in to buy a Mustang. This is the most fucked up thing I've ever done. This poor lady came in, and she had perfect credit, and she was a widow, and she was late 70s, wanted a Mustang, and we happened to have, it was a Ford dealership, so there's new Mustangs, and I grabbed her before she got to the new ones, and I told my salesman, I said, come here, take this lady. He was busy, so I was like, fuck it, I'll sell her. So I was like, you don't want a new one. You want a used one because you can make more money on used. So I sold her this used Mustang, and she worked at Dick's Sporting Goods and had a little pension. And this Mustang, we owned it for like 10 grand. I wound up selling it to her for 20 grand. She put a couple $1,000s down. Banks loaned her all the money because she had perfect credit. And she bought this Mustang for 20 grand. So we made 10 grand on her. She comes back in the next day, and she had a truck that she didn't want to trade in, that she owed $2,000 on, and her payments were $500 a month. And she's like, with the Mustang and the truck, I can't afford it. And I was like, well, how about this? You trade your truck in, we'll sell it back to you, but we'll take the $2,000 you owe and we'll stretch it out over a longer period of time so your payment goes down. She's like, oh, okay, that works. So all she looked at was her payments. Well, we sold her truck back for $12,000.
You realize you're admitting publicly that you're involving credit fraud.
It's not. No. Here's the beauty of it.
It's not fraud because she signed the papers.
Every bit of this is legal. As long as there was a full disclosure done, it's all legal.
So it's about finding the loopholes.
It's about exploiting the loopholes. I know all the loopholes. So we made, in two car deals on a car that she already owned, $20,000 in profit on this poor old lady that works at Dick's Sporting Goods. And... the car that she originally came in to buy, she could have paid $10,000 for cash and been done with it.
Here's the real story. What does an elderly woman want with a truck and a Mustang?
Dude, she wanted, that was the first car that her and her husband first got. She called me. I still have her number. Her name's, I'm not going to say her name, but she still calls me and she's like, you motherfucker, you're going to hell. Like,
I think that was evident at the beginning.
Because I pulled every card. I was like, I prayed with her. I did everything.
Oh, you
prayed.
God. wait. You're Catholic. You said an Our Father with her.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
No, you didn't.
What about the three brothers that came in?
Oh, the three brothers. What? We ripped this other lady off. This old lady came in. She traded straight across. Her car was paid for. The car she bought was the exact, I'm not kidding you, exact same car, but had more miles. Her car was paid off. Her car was paid off.
Why did she do that?
Dude, because there was like leather and a sunroof or some shit like that, right?
But it had way more miles than it was worth.
It had more miles. Not like way more, but like more miles. Mm-hmm. And she was like, we traded for a trade difference of like 12 grand. Her car was worth more. It was free and clear. And she financed 12 grand. She had her three sons come down. And they stormed this dealership like they were going to fuck everybody up.
Were you there?
I was there. And the owner of the dealership came out, and he was, like, trying to calm them down. They were like, no, we want to talk to Zach and Dan. And I was like, if I go out there, I'm going to beat his ass. Like, there are three little guys, but the one guy showed up. He was a monster. And the owner walked out and was like, ma'am, is this your signature on the contract? Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah. And he took the keys to the car she traded in and threw it on the roof, and he was like, get the fuck off my lot. It's a done deal.
So what did the three brothers do?
Nothing. They waited outside for Dan, but I left. They probably got Dan. I don't know.
Fuck Dan. I'm out of here.
Dan was one of their guys. Like, I just worked the deal for him.
So what are the top five scams that you can explain that your common guy could on the radio here listening could understand? I know a lot of them are real technical with credit, but what are the top five easiest to understand scams?
How you doing?
The easiest to understand scams?
Yeah. Something you can tell real quick.
A repo close where they try and, you know, instead of trading your car in, they just tell you to forget about it, finance theirs, and then do whatever you want with your car. A cookie jar close, which is where they try and give you money back to compensate for a payment, but in all reality, they just made more money on you.
So you over-borrow when you buy a car.
Absolutely.
And you're under the illusion that you get money back, but you're actually paying that more
paying
over
that
the long
back.
Run plus interest.
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
Then there's, we did Carfax scams. You know, like we'd just type in 90210 and show them that it was worth more than what it actually was.
Because the Blue Book values over in California are worth far more.
Right, absolutely.
So you'll show them the Blue Book from 90210 area code, and they're in Pensauken, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Or if they're trading in like a convertible, we'd type in an area code in like Wisconsin where nobody wants a convertible and it's worth way less. You know?
Yeah.
And then really it just comes down to lying. You know, like I'm sure every car that I've ever sold gets 35 miles to the gallon. You know, I can convince people that, like, oh, you bought an Expedition? It does get 35 miles to the gallon. How do you drive? There's all sorts of little tricks to it, but you got to keep in mind, like, this is an industry that we just gave $700 billion in bailout to, and they're continuing to operate the same way and take all these people. And the people they're ripping off, their credit gets destroyed. And really, all that bailout money came from their tax dollars. I mean, the only people winning are the...
Didn't you get a slushie smacked right in your face?
Dude, I did. I had a slushie thrown right in my face. Yeah. Yeah. After this this guy came back and realized I got him. And there was nothing he could do, so he threw a slushie at my face.
And you also got punched in the face.
I got punched
in the
face. You
got bit by a dog.
I did. I got attacked by a dog. Yeah. This dog's like walking through the lot, and it's like the owner gets out, and the dog just bites my leg. Yeah. I had the guy drive his car right through the window of the dealership.
That was the same guy?
It was the guy that threw the slushie on me.
Now, what happens when he crashes the car through the dealership? Now he has a big window to pay for.
No, he just looked like an asshole. He got arrested, and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's so fucking frustrated. It's like, you fucking ripped me off so bad. I'll just crash this fucking thing right through the window. Now he gets arrested. Now he has to pay bail money. Now he's got to have. Now he has a ruined car that he paid too much for to begin with.
And, he still
and
has
now he has a big
payments.
Fucking window to pay for. And then it's also a felony.
Mm-hmm. I've destroyed people's credit.
Have you ever ripped off a retarded man?
Yes.
Oh, God damn it, man.
Yes, at, oh at right down the street.
I was
no,
kidding.
It gets worse. It gets worse. This is a hand to God, true story.
Stop it.
I could call somebody right now and put them on the phone, and they will back me up every bit of this. It wasn't just a retarded guy. It was a retarded couple. You ever see that
Holy
movie
fuck,
with Giovanni Ribisi where he's like he likes watching the bands play the drums
with
and
Juliette
shit?
Lewis.
Yeah. It was a couple like that. They came in to this was at Reedman Toll, right there in Langhorne, and for some reason their parents had taken care of them and paid their bills. They had perfect fucking credit. They came in like our gifts are like $2. You know, it's like you want a blanket or whatever it may be. And they were like, oh, we want a blanket. And they were like, put them in fucking finance and sell them a fucking car. And they signed everything. They didn't even know what the fuck they were doing. They walk out of the dealership.
Of course they did.
And they're like, the salesman's putting their shit into the new car that they bought. And the couple was like, I'm not kidding. They were like, what is this? And they were like, that's your car. And they're like, we didn't buy a car. They're like, yes, the fuck you did. Get out of here. They came back every day. And all they wanted was a blanket. Like they came back, and, it was a retarded couple.
If you weren't going to hell prior to that, you're definitely going now. How do you feel about that?
Well, my whole point is to, like, expose this. I want to stop it all.
Okay, people, you have to tell me these things, all right? I've been frozen for 30 years.
We actually, here's another one that you won't believe, but we convinced the lady that the car salesman she was working with was her long-lost brother. Because she was adopted. And he spun this web of stories. And she was like, oh my God, because she wasn't going to buy the car. And he was like, oh my God, I'm your brother, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, I need to go home. And he was like, no, just let's do this paperwork and then we'll go out and catch up. It was the last day of the sale. So she thought she found her long-lost brother. She bought this car and we disappeared.
Of all the things he could have lied about, why? What made him pick that? What made him
because
say?
Because he had the same last name as she originally did before... And it was an obscure name. And
oh, my God, we have the same last name. You're my long-lost brother. Yeah, we are. Just sign all this paperwork.
I'm going through the phone book today. I'm just picking out all the Franzes. I'm calling up all my long-lost brothers and selling shit.
Oh, yeah, I'm your long-lost brother. All right, sign this paper.
You sit there on the banks, and, you know, like when I'm talking to a bank about a car deal, they tell me how to. They're like, look, man, if you can get this much more, put this in the car, do that, we can make a ton of money on these people, and the banks are in on it, and car dealerships. Yeah, I went to a car dealership where the owner was part of a Christian fellowship thing where all these owners of dealerships are Christians. He would go out and pray with his customers, then come into the back room and be like, rip her the fuck off.
Now, what happens if this movie becomes a big-time hit and all the car dealerships, like, lose a bunch of money and they want to kill you?
Yeah. You're going to get shot.
You're going to have to move to, like, the Isle of Man.
Yeah. I'm cool with that.
You're going to have to move to Gibraltar.
Well, see, I'm not going to be in front of the camera. I have other guys that are going to be, and I'm going to...
So now you're setting them up.
Yeah, yeah, you're just signing their death warrants.
Yeah, but I'm cool with that. As long as,
yeah. So, dude, you're going to have to, like... dye your hair blonde, grow your beard out.
I mean, if you want to come after me, come after me. But once it's done, it's done. So,
you don't have to cry because you're not involved.
All they're going to do, really, is they're just going to have to change the way they work. You can make a fair profit without ripping people off. And
you just don't do that.
I pray on the money. You know, you got to think about it. 90% of the Americans that buy cars, they're not, you know, top tier credit. They're not making 150 grand a year. Average Americans making like 40,000 a year or less. Yeah. You know, so I mean, we just destroy people. I have people that call me from years ago that still call me and they're like, I can't believe you did to me what you did to me. You know, and it's horrible. I mean,
what do you say?
I feel bad for him, man. I just don't like
he feels bad. You say you go to confession.
Yeah. I mean, you got guys like I have salesmen of mine that make $8,000.
See, it is hard though that if
ridiculous.
If you're good at what you do by doing that and you can get more money off them, then it's almost hard not to.
Yeah, it's buyer beware. But it's a losing battle, Bam. I mean, you have people that come on the lot that they don't know anything about financing. They don't know anything about cars. And when they get into a finance office, I know everything. I know, you know, their entire credit history, where they live, where they work, their likes, their dislikes, whether they have kids, how much they make. I know every single thing about them, and they know nothing about what I do. So it's a battle, and I'm going to win every time because I have more information.
Who punched you in the face?
It was a guy whose wife I really ripped off, this lady Bonnie in Lancaster.
Did you just let it happen?
Yeah, I took that one on the chin.
Was it going?
It was he got me good, but there was a big check riding on the line, so I just had to take it and move on. You know, he punched me in the face, but
so you have to look at it. It was like, all right, I just took a punch for $5,000.
Yeah,
so.
Boxers
like,
do it all the time.
I think that week it was like our company cleared something like $75,000 that week, and it's like punch me in the face. Like you still got to make that payment every month, so I don't really.
Money's not everything.
The good news is that no one's lost respect for you.
I can't hear you.
Good.
Give him the Fonzie
song. Zach, the good news is no one has lost respect for you because I don't think any of us have ever respected you to begin with because we've all partied with you.
I know. I'm a dirtbag.
Congratulations.
Thanks,
good luck on the documentary. I know it's going to be awesome. Hey, I just saw the trailer.
What's it going to be called?
We haven't decided on a name yet. 8 pounds.
You're fucked.
Yeah. Here's the secrets I'm moving. That might be a title that I want to use.
Here's the secrets I'm moving.
Yeah.
You're screwed.
Yeah, you're screwed.
Good luck. What about 8 pounder? I like that one.
I do like that because, you know,
bend
that's
over,
a reference
I'm putting
to,
it
yeah.
in.
To
can
the
these
profit.
People?
8 pounder means what?
A pound in the car industry is $1,000 worth of profit. So if it's a 4 pound deal, that means I made $4,000 on you. If it's an 8 pound deal, I mean.
Eight pounder is usually what you do.
Our average is between 5 and 6, but the biggest I've ever seen was a 27. We made 27,000 on a 21 car deal.
Jeez.
It was an XLR, a Cadillac XLR to another retarded guy.
Can these people get out of the payment?
No, wait a minute. Wait, I got the ultimate question. Let's say Bam walks in.
They cannot.
Bam walks in to get a new car.
Right.
Bam, how old were you when you brought your Ferrari?
16.
I was 20.
He's 20 years old. He's buying his first Ferrari. Wants to put a lot of money down. How are you going to rip off Bam Margera?
See, but I don't do payments or anything. I just pay for what the sticker
cash.
Price is. So do I win?
If you pay sticker on a Ferrari, I mean, they made their money on you, but they're not going to sell it for less than sticker.
But would they like me to do a payment plan?
Yeah. Of course. They make interest. Money on financing.
Yeah. See, that's why I just go in and
this
buy
is,
it.
That's why it's fucked up. Anything called indirect lending, like if you finance something, there's always going to be an interest rate. So whatever your interest rate is, if they mark it up a little bit, the bank that does the loan gets a bunch of money off you because of the interest, but they also give some of that to the car dealership. Mm. So the car dealership makes money off you finance.
So you split a point.
You actually, you can mark it up. Most states, you can do a max markup of 2 points. And then they split.
How would you convince Bam, if he was 20 years old, coming in with cash in his hand to buy his Ferrari, how would you try to convince someone like him to spend more money? What would you say to him?
See, I do no bargaining at all. I'm not like, well, it's $150,000, so I'll give you $130,000. How about that? I'm just like, how much is it? Let's just buy it.
Dude, you had a car dealership trying to give you a deal of $800 off.
I know. Dude, it was such an insult. I went to the Audi dealership in Wilmington, Delaware.
Right.
And they had an Audi R8 there.
Right.
And I said, well, I want this car, but I already have all these other cars that I really like, so what can you do for me? He comes back with all this paperwork. We get you $800 off. $800 off of a $150,000 car? Suck my fucking dick. That's an insult. I'm leaving.
What would be the average? Like, did they take like a few grand off a car? Like,
dude,
that,
like telling somebody that you're buying a fucking
cars,
Audi R8 sports car.
They don't take
car,
anything off.
And then they say, we'll deduct $800? Yeah. Like, even $3,000 is like a medium
but
insult.
See,
if they say we'll deduct $5,000, that's like
is,
now we're
with
talking.
With those cars, though, it's not like it's different, man. If somebody's coming in looking at a Honda Civic and they want a really good deal, they're gonna take a grand off here. But you're a multi fucking millionaire, and if you don't buy that car, some other multi millionaire is gonna buy that car.
That's
who's not gonna bitch about pricing.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're in demand. I mean, those were selling when you bought that car; they were actually selling for over sticker.
Yeah,
you know, so it's. When you talk about the high lines,
yeah, they actually said that there was like a 1 year waiting list to even get
absolutely.
One.
So I mean, when you talk about the high lines, there's no negotiating. They're going to mark it up because they can.
And they move
if
those
you're
cars
buying
too.
If they're not selling a lot, that car,
they'll
you
shift
to
another
lot
to do it.
It's not like you're coming in asking for a car payment to be lower because you're not going to be able to make your mortgage or feed your kids. Like those are the people I sell cars to.
So out of your $150 car payment, we'll deduct $800.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. All right, dude, it's crazy. I mean, we had a week in Reno where you wouldn't believe it, and I have pictures of the checks in the trailer you're watching. Those checks are from this sale where in five days, we made this dealership a gross profit of $860,000. So when I say it's a white collar crime, it's not like, oh, we're making $5,000-$10,000. I mean, we put up almost $1 million in 5 days.
I love coming in looking like shit with like jammies on and no shoes and shit.
Yeah.
I walked into the Hummer dealership.
No.
And I actually said,
when you got the Gallardo, that was the funniest one, I thought.
You can tell about that in a minute. But with the Hummer,
jammies.
There's three car salesmen all like talking in a circle, laughing and cracking jokes and shit. And they could see me, like, looking at the cars, and I'm, like, sitting there, like you know, like, all right, is somebody going to talk to me? After 30 minutes of them chit-chatting, I just go, excuse me, can I fucking buy this? And they're like, what? I'm like, can I fucking buy this? Like, well, that one's already sold. I'm like, well, whatever, that one, or that one. Can I fucking buy a car? And they're like, oh, okay, well, would you like a cup of coffee? I'm like, fuck no, I just want to buy the fucking car. I've been sitting here with my thumb up my ass waiting for you guys to quit cracking fucking jokes to each other.
You, don't you,
you
hate probably
that?
Look like what we call a rat.
Dude,
on a lot looking like that, we call him a rat because we assume they just have shitty credit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. After the Moxie video, he's got a broken pinky. We're both hungover as shit. My mohawk's sticking 7 different directions. He's got sweatpants on. He decided he wanted to go look at new Mercedes that day. We go in, down the stairs, pull a book through a secret door to like the top of the line Mercedes they have. We're both sitting and he looks over at me and goes, yo, mohawk. My beanbag's on the leather. Because he had a fucking hole in his pants and his nuts were sitting on the goddamn leather.
Now, did you hear about when he... you got the Gallardo?
No.
We go to Jersey and he's looking like a gypsy. It's you, me, and Novak. You know, Novak's looking like hell. You're looking like a gypsy. Like, everything's ripped.
All that I remember about this one is that there's two hot girls that open up the doors to the Lamborghini area. And Novak's like... babe, you're coming with me, you know, so she's following him around, and then the owner comes down, and he's like, Melissa, what did I tell you? You're supposed to be down there opening up the door. You go back down there. What are you thinking? And then Novak just goes, if she ain't hanging with me, we ain't buying no car. It's like, well, we are not buying anything. I'm the one who's buying it. But he's like,
well, sir, if she can't be around my arm, then we ain't buying no car.
That was just so funny. Then they figured out who you were.
Then she came over the house that night and he banged her out.
Yep.
But was there any other funny stories with
maybe
that?
You can use like your own ass.
It's just funny that it just who would have thought, you know?
I bought it when it was black, and I actually got it painted for $20,000 to get it purple.
Purple, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a custom color.
And now you're thinking about painting it black again, aren't you?
Well, yeah, because it's keyed.
Dude, you should do it flat black.
That's what he was thinking about.
That's what I was
thinking. I saw that. It's keyed. When did that happen? When did your car get
haters.
Keyed?
Hate squad. Haters.
The battery died or something, and I was forced to park it behind Barnaby's. And then when I picked it up the next day, there was key on the front and behind it.
Don't you love jealous people?
Dude, that's all it can be.
Don't you love jealous people, dude?
What? What?
You know, unbelievable.
That's your karma.
With what?
You told me the story when you were younger. And
the karma already happened.
Oh, yeah, that was your other car.
Yeah.
Because you keyed a car
someone's nice-ass car when you were
a kid. I had this shitty-ass Buick 89 Regal that Boof gave me for free.
Was that the Misfit?
Yeah, the Misfit Mobile. And I pull up, and this dude pulls up in like an Audi S4, gets out all proud and shit, and he looks at me, and he's like, looks at my car, he's like, you know, and Wawa. And I'm like, fuck this motherfucker. So I just key the shit out of it. Then a year goes by, and I have enough money to buy the Audi S4, same color as the dude's, everything. I pull up to that exact same Wawa. I come out, whoa!
Oh, shit! What the fuck?
And the car is keyed.
Oh, shit!
Dude.
I'm ready to fuck the thing up.
Dude, a bulb just blasted.
God's coming after
holy
you.
Holy shit.
Shit just exploded.
Zach, God is after you today.
I am not sitting next to you anymore.
Holy shit.
I am moving far the fuck
dude,
away.
Dude, it's all
from
smoking.
You.
Is this going to house
yeah,
gonna catch on fire?
Fire.
Well, Zach, you're causing my house to catch on fire. I'm playing Volbeat.
Chad, fix the levels.
All right, this is Volbeat, The Mirror and the Ripper, track one. Radio Bam Series 28 Facts. Wow.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Found the morning liquor, found the morning light. Looking to the rearview mirror, the motherfuckers on the way to game down the line. Sick and tired of fighting, all the crap inside. Starting a new day, breathing in the morning, got a feeling leaving something behind. I said the lonely, 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 lonely day. dark, the light like going cold and fire. Look at your eyes, you need 100 acres cleansed. Face the wind, we're gonna sing another, then you're gonna face the wind. We're gonna sing another, then you're gonna face the wind. We're gonna sing another, then you're gonna face the wind. We're gonna sing another, then you're gonna
You're listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Action.
The second light that Franz put in just blew up all over Tammy. And the fact that I wouldn't give her a microphone because she's too loud and drunk, she just gets, fuck you.
Broken glass. Broken glass shot out. Broken glass shot out all over her. Almost severed her arteries and blinded her.
Franz. Tam, come here. Here, give me your mic.
Yeah, she was mad I didn't give her.
If you want to talk, then you can talk into mine.
Okay.
Tam,
come back.
Hey. First of all,
dude, I'm wearing safety glasses.
First of all, why fuck me?
Fuck you.
Why?
You're
deaf. Yeah, because you're too drunk and loud.
I'm not drunk and loud. You're always drunk and loud.
Up there goes the listener.
Why F me?
F you, because you're always drunk and loud. So if I'm drunk and loud.
All right, so you want a microphone. What do you have to talk about here?
Nothing. I want to talk.
You don't want to talk?
You just lost 10 listeners right now.
We just gained 10.
You're an asshole.
Okay, so you have a microphone now.
I want to talk now. I'm done.
All right, well, give it to Franz.
I will.
Do it.
No, I'm not.
God damn that sweaty bitch.
That's you.
No, spit my pussy.
Oh, there goes another listener.
Play the song. Spit my pussy.
Wait, G.
There goes another listener.
Play the auction.
G, play the song.
I need to get it connected in.
Oh, G, play it. It's good.
Hold on.
Bammy bam.
You can get deep into a girl's favorite spot. You know what I'm saying? You can really work and get in there. You don't even have to spend money on dinner or any of that. And let's say you like the back door. Well, it's wide open. Go on in.
Tell them about it. You don't even have to knock.
But that's not all.
Tammy, now that you have the mic, what did you want to say? You're dying to talk.
You're dying to talk.
You're on the soapbox now.
I was talking during my other shit. I want to talk to you.
Well, yeah. Give the mic back.
No, you were.
No, I want to talk.
You're a shit pile right now.
No, I'm not.
You're a bottle of wine deep. I saw you drinking.
There goes 15 other listeners.
As soon as you woke up, you started drinking a red
wine.
And
you just gave me another glass of fucking wine.
There goes another listener.
You're feeding me wine, you asshole.
there's an L in that word.
So, Tam, go ahead. Tell us more. What did you want to say?
Bob.
Franz, give her an interview.
Tell them about us.
Do a Barbara Walters special.
Hey, Tam.
You haven't heard this yet.
No, listen to this. It's funny.
She went to a party.
Oh. This is fucked up, babe.
Listen.
Babe, it's my mom.
So
babe. Oh, God damn it.
Shut the fuck up.
Fuck you.
She goes to a party.
I'm 18 years old.
And some pizza delivery boy is sitting there going, yeah, I just delivered a pizza to this hot-ass 50-year-old. Like, she was smoking hot, and she didn't even have any money for the fucking pizza. So, listen. So she...
My mom is the only hot mom.
Shut the fuck up.
No.
So...
Wait, take turns.
All right, so... He's like, yeah, so I'm delivering this pizza to this hot mom. She doesn't have any money. So what do I do? She goes, well, I'll bang you out for the pizza. So it's this hot blonde looking babe. Da, da, da. And she just goes, wait a minute. What's the address? And she goes, it was Victoria Court. Da, da, da. He's like, that's my fucking mom.
Wow. My mom.
Well, yeah, but your mom got you free pizza. Aren't you stoked about that?
Not for me, for her.
Oh, God.
Wait, tell me the long
Does that work? Do I get free pizza if I bang the pizza man?
Dude,
I'll do it.
I was a delivery guy for a year in college, and fucking prostitutes would bang me out, and I'd still make them pay.
No.
Tim, when people talk, you have to let them finish. Then you could add your... You can't cut them off in the middle.
Do we need to get a talking
That's
stick?
Why...
Yeah. You know what? Between
That's why I didn't give you a mic.
Between fucking the pizza man, your mom should have taught you some manners.
Here's the best story.
Between.
I picked up Bam at the fucking airport. I go,
there's
Bam
multiples.
Goes, Bam goes, I'm so tired. I go, Bam, you promised my mom that we would hang out. He goes, okay. So we go hang out with my mom. I'm bomb. Leaving bomb.
No, I don't believe that.
Wait a minute.
No way.
Bam goes, well, where should I go to bed?
She goes to bed at her mom's house.
Don't cut me off, asshole.
No, because I'm explaining it better. Okay. She goes to bed at her mom's house, and I'm still up sipping on a drink. So finally I go, Tootie. I go, Tootie, where do I go to bed? She's like, oh, right up here in my room.
Yeah. My mom.
Well, no, I don't mean that. I mean, like, where's Tammy sleeping? Like, I should probably go there.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's cool. Just come on in my room.
Yeah, my mom's like, go to my bedroom.
Didn't she mow the lawn in a fur coat and high heels?
Tell them the story.
Well, wait, what did you do?
What did I do? I found out where she was sleeping and just shut the door.
Oh.
No, but my mom, when, like, she used to do Valium. Like, she was fucking a doctor that gave, like, 20... milligram Valiums and Tylenols, I guess.
What's a doctor's name?
And she woke up one night. I walked out to school. I was 14 years old. I walked out. She's in a full-length fox coat and high heels. I go, Mom, what are you fucking doing? She goes, everyone has their fucking day. Just deal with it. I go, oh, my God.
She's naked with a fur coat on out in the front lawn at 7 in the morning, and all the neighbors could see. She walks out to go to school, and she's like, Mom, what the fuck? She's always,
everybody has their day.
Wow. That was her excuse. You know what? I'm going to use that. The next time I fuck everything up, I'm just going to say everybody has their day. So let me get this straight.
Yes.
Where is your mom right now? Because I got to go. Your mom sounds awesome. I can party with your mom.
My mom banged out dudes like crazy. You don't understand.
Novak was supposed to
I'm beginning to understand.
The reason why I knew the pizza boy was talking about my mom because Ben Sam was so small. And my mom would walk around. She has big fake deep tits.
Right.
So she walk around with a white tank top on, no bra, short shorts, and like socks. And like everyone was like, oh my God, your mom's so hot. So that guy... Like, I was seriously at a party, and I'm like...
We covered this. But now, listen, let me ask you, in all seriousness.
Okay.
When was the first time you walked in on your mother having sex with a complete stranger?
I actually walked in on her having sex with her boyfriend, and she just shut the door, and, like, he was, like, pounding her, and I didn't know what sex was, because I was only 15.
Right.
I never had sex yet.
Right.
And she was
Hellboy fucking fingered me!
So basically you're saying delivering pizza in Ben Salem's a good thing to do when Tootie calls.
Oh, Tootie calls? Now she's in Jersey at a fucking Pennsylvania Country Club. No, but my mom is like, she fucking loves it. She tried to fucking Bam while I was with
She was going to go on a date with Novak.
Oh.
No, ooh. She really wasn't, but she tried
I
to
heard the phone call.
No. She tried to fuck Bam as I was with him. So that's just going to...
Okay.
That's
so, at 15, you walk in on her having sex. How did she explain it to you?
She told me to walk out. She goes, walk out. She goes, walk out. It wasn't what you thought it was. I go, what was it? And her boyfriend was like, just so you know, she's
prostate
exam. And then the best
part you know what? I had a 4-year-old walk in on me having sex with his mom. And you know what?
Mommy, I wasn't fucking him. I was getting you dinner.
He said, oh, what are you guys doing? I said, I'm helping your mother find her keys.
No.
Oh, is that the little shit coming home story?
No, that's a different one.
Wait,
that's a different one.
Wait, who
the little shit that's going to be upstairs.
No, she referred to her son as... No, this is a different woman. She referred to her son as the little cock blocker.
Wait, yeah, I was going to say, cock blocker.
No, that's what it was.
That's a great story.
Terry, let this one go.
Franz was with a girl. And...
I was
going
to ask.
She's like, look... No, they're sitting there chit-chatting by the living room, and then she goes...
You know, sipping some beer, she made me dinner.
Like, look, are we going to fuck or what? Because if you want to, or if you don't want to, cool. But if you do want to, we have to do it now because a little cock blocker's coming home from school in 10 minutes. He's like, all right, let's do it. So he goes up, starts banging her out, and then the kid comes up, and then she goes... What does she say? She goes...
There was a knock-knock, and then the rattle of the keys, and as he walks in, she looks up, in a bent over position, head now up, and
so he opens
and
the door,
said,
D style position,
and said, Jeffrey, give yourself a second.
Jeffrey, give yourself a minute.
Jeffrey, who's 12 years old, turns around, cries, and walks out. And then she looks back at me and says, now finish.
Now finish.
Why do I? Why do I even show up to the show?
Jeffrey, give yourself a minute. I'm gonna bring now, it. Finish.
No, that's where it's my mom. Having my mom fucking some fucking pizza boy where I'm at a fucking party and I fucking... He's
so what is the least attractive man that you've witnessed your mother sleep with?
Me?
Yes.
Me?
Yes.
Tammy, have you ever said the word fucking before?
Yeah. Oh, the pizza boy is the word. Oh, well, guess what?
Pizza boy was ugly, huh?
Bam can attest to this. Bam came to
just shut the fuck up.
Fuck you.
I'm pulling the plug on you.
Tell all right. About this.
God damn it. Shut the fuck up.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tam. There we go. Thank you.
Tell them about the car guy.
Tell them about playing them on Mars.
Fuck you.
Good. That's why I don't give you a microphone.
Fuck you. You love me.
Every other word in your sentence is fuck, and you're too loud, and you're rambling on.
I'm not rambling on. I'm telling a story.
I'm telling
a story. I didn't say that. It's about Abby.
In conclusion, what have we learned here today? We've learned that one,
that Franz is sick, and
I go out with psychos.
My mom's a whore.
Number two, that. Tammy's mom's a whore.
Hold on, before we go to a song, I want to read a joke to Chad because it's simple.
Oh, I love these.
Oh, babe, it's right here.
Bam's on a joke kick.
No,
you got a joke.
No, this is no, it's not a joke book. It's just a magazine, and when I read it, I thought of Chad here because he likes simple shit.
It's in the first six pages.
All right. I'm looking.
And we've also learned, so we've learned that.
Yeah, what did we learn today, Franz?
Today we've learned, in conclusion.
How to rip people off. How to,
the one that Zach is a fucking asshole here. Okay, let's face it. But he's good at it. He's
You're
good at what
really
he does. He's
really good at being an asshole.
Right, number two.
Don't date stalker girls.
I go out with psychos. Number three, Tam's mother is a whore.
And Tam's
genetics.
Drunk, and she says the F word every genetics. Other.
No, but like.
And number five, Bam pays for his cars in cash.
How is my mom gonna try to bang Bam Bam when I'm right there? That's really bad. She's gonna try to Bam Bam when I'm right there. Come
all right, for 10 seconds, you just have to not say anything, okay?
Let me get a joke. Here we go. Yeah. All
right. Now this is my joke to Chad I, because he likes simpleness. Saw a sign in a window shop. Wait, saw a sign in a shop window for sale. 50-inch LCD TV, volume stuck on full, but it's only $10. I thought, well, I can't turn that down. Oh! That's a simple chat joke.
Oh, my God!
What track do you want to play?
Track three. All
right, I'm on a mark on Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
I think we're signing off right now. Radio Bam, I'm on a mark Series 28 Faction.
Till next week.
Yeah.
Go! Bam?
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later. Paging.